Welcome to Market Week in Review for the week ending October 25th, 2019. I'm Puneet Tiara, and I'm joined by quantitative investment strategist Abraham Robinson. Abe, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
So there are three things I wanted to get your thoughts on. First and foremost, could we please get an update on the state of the U.S. consumer? And then secondly, how that fits into the broader global picture? And lastly, it would be great to understand where we are in the corporate earnings season and if companies are delivering the way we expected them to. So starting off with where we are with the U.S. consumer.
Sure. So starting with the U.S. consumer, we had some data from housing. It seems like housing is actually going well. It's usually a messy number that is very volatile, but the trend seems to be up. 2018 was pretty terrible. 2019 seems to be improving, which is good. There is some less spending in things like retail spending, and so it seems like the consumer is holding back a little bit in terms of their discretionary spending, but buying houses, and that's a positive thing. So good on the consumption front, which just makes up about two-thirds of the U.S. economy.
Okay. And how does that relate to where we are globally?
So globally, we have a bit of a slowdown. The ECB actually held rates to be the same, and with Draghi leaving and Lagarde taking over, she seems to be keeping up the same policy. And so central bank policy is still accommodative to try to combat that. Germany had some bad news where they said they were probably in a technical recession coming out of their central bank. The effect is probably because of the U.S.-China global trade war, which is having an effect on them. Some good news out of Brexit. They did kick the can down the road, like we've talked about a few times. So that's positive. So it's a little bit of a mix. Things could turn around. So we'll have to wait and see.
Any developments in Japan that we should be aware of?
Oh, yeah. So Japan did have some slowing. Their flash PMI came out slightly negative, and so did the ECB's. So we're waiting to see how some of these play out. In general, there is a global slowdown, but we'll see how this plays out.
And shifting back to the company view for a moment, can you talk about the earnings season and how companies are delivering based on broader expectations?
So the earnings season has come in better than expected, but when you set the bar so low anyone can jump over it, sure, you're going to beat expectations. It was set at about -4%, and we got -2%, so it is better than expected, but really nothing to write home about. About half the companies have reported so far, and we expect to see the next half coming up soon.
And then moving forward, what should we be looking towards for the next week?
So next week, we have GDP coming out right before Halloween. And then we have the Fed coming out with their, hopefully, a rate cut. So it's about 90% chance that they'll cut rates. And then at the end of the week, we have the employment report. And the employment report should be positive, but we have GM auto workers on strike, and so that'll messy the number a bit. So if it looks terrible, there is a reason for it, and we need to look through that. But that'll be in next week's Market Week in Review.
Okay, great. Well, I think that's all we have time for. Thank you for the insights, Abe. And thank you for joining us. Happy Halloween, and we'll see you next week.